This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joined now, as we are every week, by Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new, brand-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure, he joins us now. Nick, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
Always, guys. Good to be with you.
So how about these Golden State Warriors? I mean, we talk about legacies and we talk about runs and last year, they could not figure out the L.A. Lakers after barely getting past the Kings. And last night, they shoot 60-plus percent from three. They've been one of the best teams in the NBA since January or whatever threshold we're using randomly. Should I believe and should we believe that this year, if we get that matchup again in the play-in, Warriors-Lakers, it would be different?
I would not bet against Steph Curry. I just wouldn't do it. I've seen it far too long to think that that guy won't be able to turn things on. And as he outlined, the way they've been playing, if they can get these guys all to step up at the same time on top of what Steph can do when you have Draymond and Clay and Wiggins has gotten it together a little bit more the last couple weeks, I wouldn't want to see them in any kind of play-in, or if I were like the Timberwolves or the Nuggets in a series. Golden State still has a lot of belief within themselves, and the reason they do is because they've been there so many times before, but it's because Steph is still Steph. And when you have that type of weapon that you can throw out there, especially in these one- or two-game gotta-have situations, I would not bet against the Warriors with where they're at. I say all that, though, and say usually when a team is that inconsistent throughout the year, it's hard for them to turn it on. But this is Steph Curry, and this is a group that a large part of which has won so many titles together.
How does Chris Paul fit into it, if he does at all? Because that's one thing. When they brought him over, I said, no, that's not what they need. That he's an ISO guy. He's a, you know, pound the ball into the hardwood guy. He's not a guy that ball's going to stick with him. But if you know, his numbers have been good. Just how would you characterize this year for him there? How much has he helped them this year, if he has?
Well, you and I had the same thought, because when they made that deal, it's like, man, they must have wanted to get off that Jordan Poole contract.
Right?
In a horrible way, which they did, clearly. But to see Chris Paul on the Warriors with his style, I think he can help in the postseason because he's been in those situations. And I would tell you, having been around the Warriors a couple times this year, a couple of weeks ago in Orlando, I think they actually do like him. And he's fit in just fine as one of those veteran leader guys. But in these situations where you're playing the same teams and and you're trying to find an edge wherever you can, I don't think Chris Paul is that much of a difference maker at this stage of his career. It's weird that he's now with the Warriors and they may lean on him for some minutes here. But Chris Paul is not the Chris Paul that we were used to for so long. And as far as the year goes, I think Chris Paul's tenure with the Warriors will be, it got him off of Poole's contract. And that was the case at the beginning. when they made the deal, and that will be the case at the end of the season as well.
Now, Nick, we've been doing this hit for a few weeks now, and we are hearing via sources that are very embedded in the community that you have family that lives in Memphis. And is this true? You have family that lives here? You didn't tell us?
Sarah and Charlie, hello to them. I know my cousin Sarah tries to listen every week when we're on. And nice. And guys, Memphis is one of my favorite places. I mean, I love seeing them, but I love being in y'all's city. It's just, it is a great, great place. There's all kinds of different stuff to do. And most importantly, it's different. So, yes, I very much have family there. I love my time when I get down there, and I look forward to my next trip back.
You know, in terms of this thing in Memphis, everybody here is just trying to get to the end at this point, right? I mean, we all saw the.
I don't blame them.
There was a sequence last night where Wembanyama's under the rim, and it's a 3-on-1 break, and like nobody wants to even come within 10 feet of him. There are no finishers on this group, so we're all just ready to move on to the next iteration of this. Like, what's a realistic ambition in terms of Should they feel like they could be a one seed? Should they feel like they could get right back to being a two seed? Like, what do you sort of think the takeoff and the resumption for this Grizzlies core can look like next year?
I think being a one or two seed is just too much to expect. I mean, if Memphis really, if we're being real honest about the situation they're in, that I don't think the window is closed. By any stretch, you get Ja back and you get the core around him rolling. You can be high atop the West, but I think that the window of being the top team and that team that was striking fear into everybody's heart, that's shut for now. And we've hit on it in the last few weeks, but when you have the pieces that they have, you can't just say, all right, well, it's over as far as championship contention goes, because I don't believe that completely, but I sure as heck don't think they're as good as Denver. And I think Denver is so far beyond everybody else right now, if they do stay healthy with Jokic, that it just kind of, there's a part of it that just doesn't matter unless you're banking on somebody getting injured and going down, which nobody would want to do in any situation. So if you're Memphis, I think a reasonable expectation is you get Ja back next year. Either you make the pick, you trade the pick for some more veteran help. We'll see what the front office decides there. But I would expect them to be maybe in that 4-5 range if everything goes to plan. Maybe you push for a little bit more. I just don't see them being better than Denver at all. And then, of course, we've seen OKC that has a very young core with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ant Edwards in Minnesota have kind of pushed their way through. So there are always a lot of different factors in play, as we know. If Ja comes back and he's the Ja Morant that we've seen in the past and he's focused on the floor, Memphis still has plenty of time to do what they want to do. If he's not, then shut it all down and forget it, because if your star isn't playing at that level or doesn't want to be locked into the game and what he has to do on a professional end, none of the other stuff matters.
Nick, what'd you say? What'd you take it back to Golden State real quick, because Clay was on that Draymond podcast. I thought it was really interesting. You know, Clay's a guy who's put, you know, Jaren Jackson and the Grizzlies in their place about things they've tweeted or said. He was doing it with the Rockets the other day, you know, when they had the shirt Warriors come out to play. And he had the opportunity, Draymond saying, hey, be brutally honest, to tell me how you feel about, you know, my play, the ejections, everything else. And I was listening to him, and I couldn't wait for Clay to put him in his place. Man, you embarrass us when you get ejected and everything else. And he didn't do that. And a lot of people jumped on him and were critical of him and said, you know, you had this opportunity and you didn't. You went soft. But listening to him, I'm just curious what your opinion was, because the one thing I did think he was being honest on, even though I was a little disappointed, I thought he'd give it to him a little more, was he said, look, when you're out, you know, me and Steph, we're not these vocal guys. And when we're shaking our heads, it's not as much about, oh, man, Draymond screwed up again. It's that we can't be ourselves with you off the floor. And it really did get me to thinking, you know, we've often said, man, it feels like they're giving him a pass in that organization. And that's why he operates the way he does. But it does feel like it's their DNA and that they can't operate if that part of their body is not on the floor. Just what did you think about Clay's comments to Dre?
I think it's a really strong point to highlight. Because what people don't understand about the Warriors group sometimes is that people say, oh, you've given Draymond 97 different chances. Well, guess what? They need him. There's a reason why he keeps getting every chance in the world and may get a few more. He gives them an emotional engine that they cannot replicate anywhere else.
It's facts.
And I would tell you in my experience around that team over these last 5 or 6 years, Clay, when he's in the right mood, and very clearly he was to sit and do a long podcast. I mean, guys, for context, I'm scheduled to talk to Clay today for the next couple minutes. Clay will be looking at his phone. He'll be looking around the room. He's looking for anything to get him out of there. You have Clay for maybe 3-4 questions. And once he decides he's done, see ya.
he just gets up
and leaves. So I say all that because Clay, again, in my opinion, when he wants to be, is the most honest interview on that team. Mm. He'll say stuff sometimes where you go, oh, okay. And I understand why people would listen to that and say, you could have said this or that. But this is an organization that walks on eggshells around Draymond.
Yep.
Because they don't want to upset him. And if he gets upset, they know that, you know, it can all kind of fall apart. So, of course, Steph is the most important player. Of course, he's still playing at an MVP caliber level. But if you don't have Draymond locked into things the way that he has been for the most part, aside from that Orlando game a couple weeks ago, you're not going to win.
That's right.
And I watched it with this Warriors team. Steph gets hurt, and Draymond would show up some nights and be focused and ready, and that team would play. And he wouldn't be, and he got tossed, and they could care less. He really sets the tone for them emotionally, and it's why the main characters in play, Kerr and Steph and Clay, have responded the way they have through the years.
Talking to Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell here on the show. Brought to you by Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Billy Donovan has been linked to Kentucky. It doesn't sound like there is much traction there. It seems like Kentucky's focus is elsewhere. Although, you know, if Billy Donovan, if the indication was that he would be interested, I assume that's where it would go. Would there be any logic for Billy Donovan to get back into the college ranks and move on from the Chicago franchise?
Guys, if he leaves the Bulls to go to Kentucky, it would truly shock me. Here's why. There's way more pressure, way more pressure at Kentucky than there is to be the coach of the Chicago Bulls, which sounds crazy because it's the NBA and it's pro ball. But, I mean, this is the Bulls team that if they squeeze out a play-in appearance and an extra home game, the Reinsdorfs are happy. Like, nobody's pressing them to go win a title because they don't have the talent to do it. I have talked to plenty of college coaches through the years who have made that jump from NCAA to the NBA, and they all say the same thing. They love it in the NBA because you don't have to recruit. And most of those conversations, guys, happen over the years. It wasn't even in the last couple of years. How many of these college coaches are miserable with the NIL and the teams can change every year on the fly and the guys aren't locked in the same way because, to their credit, because of the system, they can go get more money somewhere else the next year. So there are a lot of factors in play, and I say all that because if you're Billy Donovan and you're more towards the end of your career than the beginning and you've had the success you had at Florida, unless you just wanted to ask for, and I'm sure Kentucky would probably do it, double your salary.
Right.
If money's most important factor, sure. Okay, go to Kentucky and deal with all the pressure that comes with it. If it's not, there's just no way. There's no way you would leave Chicago for Lexington and all the hoopla that surrounds that program.
Exactly right. Hey, Nick, man, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time every week.
Nick, thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Always, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Yes, sir.
It is Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. We're going to go on an adventure with Norton Hurd IV, talk all things John Calipari, recruiting, lots more to come with him on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
It's playoff time. We're about to be in the NBA. NHL is about to be the postseason. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel's your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. You don't have to win a $5 bet on this one. Win or lose, it's $150 in bonus bucks. You can spend it on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all in an app that's safe, secure, super easy, and fun to use. Again, you don't even have to win this bet. It's already a win. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/JSmith and make your first bet an automatic win. Again, that promo code is JSMITH over at FanDuel.com. Again, FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Norton Hurd, Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection. What he did on the EYBL last season, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. There's only 100 of those. Penny ain't on it. Hurd is. We're grateful to have him join us every Wednesday. At this time, he's our local basketball go-to. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. I think I got all his titles, all of his awards out of the way. We got a whole lot of questions. Because you know the players in the game. Let's start with what's going on in Kentucky. John Calipari's headed to Arkansas, Hurd, as you very well know. Let me pull that down to you so you can be comfortable and sit back comfortably. We want you comfy today.
Yes, sir.
Lots today. Spilling all the beans. He's got a recruiting class that's ranked number 2 in the country. It includes one of your former players, Jaden Quaintance. What do you think happens with this recruiting class? And we can ask you even particularly about Jaden. Does he take him with him to Arkansas?
I think I was asking y'all before. I think it's like, no, they had with the number 1 or 2 recruiting class.
Number 2. Yep.
And was it 6 of them?
It's like 6. I think you're dead on. 6.
I think knowing Cal, he would get probably 4 out of 6 to go through. I think a kid like Travis Perry, he don't go just because he's like Kentucky all-time leading.
Oh, yeah, he's from there. Yeah,
he's from
there. White kid.
That's almost like if Reed Shepard was to stay in school, I think he stays at Kentucky just because they were. Now you get to what Knox, Carter Knox have decommitted.
Yeah, that's right. That knocked it down to, because he was on there, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just decommitted like 2 days. No, just 2 days ago.
Okay.
After Cal stuff came
out. So it is down to 5 then, isn't it?
Well, he's still considered like, will he go to Arkansas or will he come to Memphis or whoever calls him?
What about Billy Richmond III? What will that young man decide? He had once had Memphis, Bama, LSU, Kentucky. What do you think?
Yeah, I know it had got close to like Memphis, from my understanding, Memphis, Kentucky, and Alabama at one point.
Okay.
No, LSU was in there at one point. Like I said, I know, you know, his mother, Kimberly, does a great job with him. So I'm sure they're sitting down at the table. But I'm not saying it's anything I know, but I do think they should consider Memphis at this point.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do. I think now that it's back open, I'm sure Alabama, LSU, and all them schools still want him. I would have to look at the roster to see does it still fit or have they picked anybody up since then. I know Memphis has openings.
We certainly do.
You know, Memphis has
many openings.
Accepting applications.
And I'm going to say this. As big of a guy Calipari is, you know I'm friends with all these guys. And I'm not saying Kentucky is a bigger school than Memphis, but I'm going to say this. I feel like picking Memphis over Arkansas doesn't sound bad. As it would be, like some people go crazy over Kentucky. Oh, that's the bluest of the blue. I mean, I feel like Arkansas and Memphis, outside of the Nolan Richardson couple years and the championship, are like a similar of a fan base and similar than had great teams over the years and some of the same type of cultures. Granted, they're in the SEC, but outside of that, I feel like, you know, that we could get a kid over Arkansas, though. It didn't happen a lot before.
It didn't surprise you at all, apparently, that, okay, we knew they went out to Chris Beard first. Beard said no. But Jerome Tang, who we had even brought up with you a couple of weeks ago, said that if it got to him, how, you know, would he take that Fayetteville job? You had said you didn't think it was a good fit. And it turns out, I mean, I was shouting you out earlier in the week, you hit the nail on the head. Were you surprised that they got to Cal?
Yeah, I was, and this is how crazy sports is, and this is how crazy basketball is. Jerome Tang, I don't want to keep saying this, y'all. You know this. I try to say this to let the people know that, like, Tang is a good, you know this, back in the day I called him. That's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
I didn't know if he fully fit Arkansas. When I say that, it's not just coaching. When you get a job, it's about coaching, culture, your personality,
yeah,
your energy, the whole everything. And I do think if you can kill in Manhattan, Kansas, you almost can kill anywhere. I'm going to be real, because that's a pretty great fan base. Tough place to get in and out of. But if you're Arkansas, ain't this the craziest thing ever? Imagine getting ready for prom and, like, the 9th finest girl tell you no, the 10th finest girl tell you no, and, like, the day before, the finest girl in the school actually says, I'm available. And you like, are you serious?
That's crazy.
Like, and so Arkansas, because I don't even think Arkansas would even imagine they, one, could get Cal, and two, he would be available. You know, and so
right.
I just think all that, because think about it. If Cal was going to take Arkansas, before Mick went there, UCLA wanted him. USC probably would have got him instead because he's a, you know, he's a bigger city. It's just crazy how sports work and the domino effect by one decision or another.
Yeah. One started by, you know, their decision to fire Rob Lanier.
Rob Lanier getting fired is the reason why Cal's at Arkansas.
Because if Rob doesn't get fired and they go to infield, doesn't leave USC – Must doesn't leave Arkansas. Arkansas is not open.
Yeah, I kind of see where they go. But I think Enfield was leaving.
Well, where was he going to go?
Well, I think it was just like the Cal thing. As good as he done, for some reason, these fan bases are crazy. Not the University of Memphis fan base, everybody else. And they were kind of, this year, kind of pushing him out of there. Think about it. You don't leave USC. They go to SMU.
Well, they're going to ACC. So that's a little bit of difference.
You don't leave SMU. I can't even say they were USC, the one in California,
yeah,
to go to SMU.
Well, he was about to be on the hot seat next year.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So that's why he ran, you know, up out of there or whatever. So no matter if the SMU job went open, he was leaving.
Okay.
Enfield was leaving. So this could have worked anyway. So I'm not going to fully put it on the Rob Lanier thing.
Well, thank you, first of all.
I see what you're saying. You're saying as long as Enfield got out of there,
Enfield was going somewhere.
Yeah, he was going somewhere.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for saying that Memphis fans are reasonable, which they are, and they want to see a tournament next year for Penny. All right, you're going to come in here and you're going to say that everybody just needs to be happy, just compete, maybe hope to win a couple in the AAC. You know, just a couple of games. That's what you're going to say. But you know, I appreciate you
saying
the quiet part out loud, which is that these fans are reasonable.
So let me ask you this question, John, and it's the only take I've been trying to make.
Yep.
Right now, people are saying Kentucky are on a 6th person in line.
Mm.
So this is supposed to be the bluest of all blue bloods. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, sports fans in Memphis. If Kentucky is having a hard time finding a replacement, how hard do you think it would be for Memphis, for Penny, if y'all utter that idea out? If the bluest of bluest blood.
Part of that's about who you're following. Part of that's about, you never want to be the man that follows the man. Part of that's about you're following Cal.
I don't think it is.
You're not following Cal at Memphis. You're following Penny at Memphis.
This is the best time to come in Kentucky. People against Cal. They say he's an underachiever. They say he have towed the program down. All you got to do at this point is get to a Sweet 16 in your first 3 years. He didn't got put out by double digits. No, right now, they're saying that's not even – no, I don't think this is a hard act right now.
I disagree because John and I are making the point. If Scott Drew goes to Kentucky, he wins one. That's still not going to be enough for them. What were we saying about Cal? One wasn't enough. Right, he starts it off all red hot. What if he said hadn't made it past the second weekend last 3 years? And so those expectations haven't gone down. That's still
But they're not on him for only winning one national championship. They are on him for the last 3 to 5 years getting put out by not making it past the second round. And that is, for Kentucky standards, that's pretty low. They're pretty much saying right now, if you can get past the first round, we will probably keep you 10 years.
Well, Scott Drew hadn't done that last couple of years.
Yeah, he hasn't been to a, he
hadn't been past
since
the second
the title since 2021.
But 2021, he just won a title 2 years ago.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But
it's a short walk, bro.
You know, it is
from the penthouse to the outhouse.
I
just don't think the standards have been lowered. That's where I push back. That's still they're gonna expect a ton from whoever takes it. And that's what makes that a tough job.
Yeah, that's why it's a hard job because the fans are they have their heads so far up their
they're
asses.
Not reasonable, like you were saying about that.
Yes, Memphis fans just want to win the conference and go to the tournament.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
And reach a Sweet 16 every 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's implicit. But like, honestly, you would just take that, right? You would just if you could just say we're getting to the tournament every year and winning the.
Well, I mean, that was Josh. I mean, that would be, it has to be a little bit more than that.
There has to be a trajectory. Right. But I mean, right now, all we need, I think, as a community, is we just need tournaments. All right, beat North Texas.
How do you? You said I want to go back to what you said about Trey, about Billy Richmond III.
Okay.
How do you even make the pitch to him now? Because you can't promise college freshmen anything in this day and age of college basketball. There's a good chance, man, they're not even going to be out there by the time. And I'm not saying Billy's not capable of going out with all the available spots that are open in Memphis right now. But say Billy Richmond III doesn't play as much as he would want to as a freshman, you'd be looking at a situation where he's transferring on you. Like, what is the pitch to? How do you get Billy Richmond III to come here now?
Right.
How do you convince him, man, you're going to do everything for us? Because it probably ain't going to be the first year, is it? Nobody's playing freshman anymore, hardly.
I mean, potentially it can be. Like you say, we have a lot of openings. So the way it works is,
I guess Alabama played that one.
Yeah, the quicker that you commit, that's how they can make a game plan for you. I mean, so your pitch would be, one, you would be at home. Two, it's a great university. Three, you would be playing for a great coach that plays your position. Okay? And so,
when will he be playing?
Huh?
When? You're right. He'll be doing all that, but when? Not day
this
one?
This year, yeah.
Because Penny has to win. Like, that's the other part.
I think you can win in our conference with high level freshmen.
I can't push back too much on that. I mean, not all of them, obviously.
We're not trying to go get a Calipari type of six of them. We get
put
Billy,
him with PJ, and
we just got the boy from Tulsa, big time.
You know about him before?
Before AAU?
Before he became
No,
like the grass, because I think he was 65 in the country. Was he just a guy that
I didn't play much. I might need to look it up because I didn't keep up much with Tulsa. What I will say, y'all know, is a lot of big schools after him. Let me tell y'all, our fans, the kids that's not here, they get to come here and play. They see how beautiful Memphis is. They see how well Penny coaches and dress. And they think about it. Even Katie, what was the boy name from SMU? Kendrick. All the people who play against us, it's like the people outside your house understand how great you are than the people inside.
Did you just have a Bluff City collective meeting with Penny or something that you just stepped out of?
No Bluff City. Team thing. When you say, I thought about Bluff City Legends, which I got the one. No, I'm just saying.
Shout out to the Bluff City Legends.
They were great. The people that in our conference, that the best players to transfer, Memphis always top two on their list. Because they appreciate. Even right now, North Florida and all these guys in Florida Atlantic, they run. We might get that kid from Florida Atlantic. And he's the number one player in the portal right now ranked.
Who you talking about?
He's ranked on, I don't know if he's on the field of 48, but.
Elijah Martin?
Hold on. Is field of 68.
Oh, my bad, 68. I'm thinking about the show
he subtracted
made.
Now, if you...
No, I'm thinking this show was created in Memphis.
Now, let me say this.
I changed TV back and forth. My bad.
If you contract
y'all gotta
the tournament...
Y'all got to come up a little bit more.
If you contract it to 48, Memphis is never going to make the tournament.
Y'all got
to
come up.
So be careful what you wish for.
Y'all got to come up a little bit more
over
a field of 68.
Yeah.
That's a good friend of mine. Ask him about me.
Well, I'm going to tell him what you said about his network. Yeah, that you thought it was the field of 48.
He'll give me a pass.
And again,
like he do Green Bay.
If it was 48, if it was 48 teams, man, Memphis would never get in that thing, bro. I mean, we'd really never make the cut.
Based on the tournament, as you know.
Yeah. So
he's messing with
I'm glad it's 68. It's not like it's a change. We're not dealing with it. Do you think Sky Drew would put that picture out and still go? Do you think he's built like that? Is he a dog like that?
So I mean. Everybody can be a dog with the certain circumstances that hit your phone every day, right? So I want to say this before I get into that. I think the only two real options for the Kentucky job is Sky Drew and Bruce Pearl.
I'm on number two.
This is why I say that. And I know all these coaches talked about him. When you start getting into Jay Wright, Jay Wright is not going to be able to handle today's type of. I'm going to say this. He's one of the most best coaches ever.
He don't want that life.
He don't want to get into that NIL and transfer stuff. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah, he says he's happy.
Billy Donovan fully don't want to do it. You know, that's my guy.
Yep.
And you can already tell his hair turned so great with the Bulls. It had already made him, like, I just think he's a little out of the loop, okay? I think these will be great coaches. Kentucky will win games, but for what the fan base wants, Sexy and Calipari. That wouldn't work.
Mm.
UConn makes no sense. You know, it's just they already billing. They just got to get some more money to pay them. He needs to be the highest paid coach. They need to pay him at least $8, $9 million.
That's gonna
and that's going to happen. Plus, he's just more of a Northeast guy. I can see him.
Agreed.
People in the South, I can see him rubbing them the wrong way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we get past that. They're not going to hire Patino, which would be the best fit, too. Okay. So when you get past all of that, the average fan doesn't know how much of a dog and how much energy Scott Drew has, because I can see the stuff on Twitter. They know about Bruce Pearl. I think the only thing to get Scott Drew an edge over Pearl is because Pearl done went to the championship and Scott Drew didn't want it. I think, and as recently as 2021, if it weren't for COVID, people thought he had a chance of winning it too.
Yeah.
So he come back. And Scott Drew, I mean, if you go on a visit, Scott Drew is up at 6 in the morning. You think it's noon. It's like he drink coffee. Scott Drew is a dog. I mean, Baylor is one of the greatest turnarounds in the history of college basketball.
You say a dog, it just in terms of his work ethic is what you're saying.
His work ethic, his energy.
Yeah, okay.
Baylor was once considered a mid-major basketball program. When he got there, like, we just not making this up. They should do a 30 for 30. Somebody had got killed on the team.
That's what John talks about all the time.
Somebody else.
And they tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have.
Program was gone.
Scott, they almost got the death penalty. Like, it was so much stuff. And Scott Drew was, even though he was young, we're going to be great one day. And he really believed in that. So I think he would do. Now, they say he listened to Louisville. If you listen to Louisville, you got to listen to Kentucky. The thing is, the people in Waco. But I think outside of them two options, the other ones just don't make sense to me from a personality standpoint.
Like Underwood.
He going to do great on the court, but just like Jay Wright and him, I just don't think he had a Kentucky personality.
Mm-hmm.
The guy at Arizona, I don't know if he's ready for that yet. Buzz would do a great job. I just don't know if he fit. I know I didn't see Buzz on some stuff. I didn't see – they just throwing names at this point. I didn't see Shaka Smart. I just don't – I don't think he – I saw him at Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, them two guys right there, Scott Drew and Bruce Pearl, and I wouldn't go past them two. I just think – you got to get one of them.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about, because it's been reported about Shoot 360 moving over there by Reform Sports over there.
Yep.
So you've known the plans the whole time, just been hadn't really been able to add liberty to say.
Yeah.
So is it Thad putting the two together? Is one building, the Shoot 360, expanded Shoot 360, going to be right next to Reform? What's that going to look like over there on Big Orange Road?
So I don't know what has been put out publicly. So the only thing I feel comfortable saying at this moment is
I'm hearing June 1st open.
Yep.
People are advertising about it. So it's getting out there. There's a story in the Daily Memphian about the move and the address. It seems like it's right next to yours.
So
okay, well this is what I would say now or whatever. I hadn't read all of this stuff. Or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just trying to let you know.
I would just say even if Shoot 360 was in Collierville or anywhere it is, I had to say this one time. I don't think people know it. Thad Young owns Shoot 360.
Right.
He's
and that's pointed out in the story. Yes.
Okay. So I think a lot of people don't realize that.
People have been saying investor. He's the owner.
He's the owner of Shoot 360. Let's get that understood. He's the owner. And the majority owner.
That's
and
what
we
the
have
Daily
a great
Memphian
guy named
story
Steve,
says.
And he's one too. But
McCullough.
And they do a great job. But owner is the owner. Because it's funny, some other AAU team tried to use recruiting against me saying, the coach is going to put me in Shoot 360. I say, he's going to give me a Shoot 360 account. And I'm like, we own Shoot 360.
We run in Shoot 360.
We can deny it. Well, we won't do that because we can deny your stuff if we wanted to. But I say that to just say, Thad owns that and he owns Reform Sports. Okay?
Right.
So it wouldn't be bad ideal if he want to put everything under one roof.
Right.
So it's all in one building is the plan.
It's going to be pretty good, and it's going to be one
of it's massive.
Yeah, it's massive.
50,000 square foot is the plan. 5 full-length basketball courts, which is a removal from what it currently is. There are no full-court basketball
courts. In the country.
Smart move.
So basically, you know, what I'm told that the plans are to really flesh this thing out, host leagues there. I mean, you know, because right now all you can do if you want to play in a league, you got to go to a church, for example.
Well, that's where The name of it will be Shoot 360, powered by Reform Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're talking leagues and tournaments and all that, that would still be more, you know, powered by Reform. And then
got you.
But you still get. I mean, honestly.
But I mean, are you involved in the business part of it at all?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So I'm 32 years old.
Yep.
All right. I love basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play against Will Coleman.
Okay.
All right. I want to play against other 32-year-old dudes that are washed up. Will this new facility have something in the way of a league for me in that regard where we can pay a registration fee?
I'm
just saying.
No,
there are plenty of you.
No, yeah, so what we would do, we would have a league created for all levels, talents, and ages.
Okay, cool.
So welcome to Shoot 360, powered by Reform. Well, we don't care about your talent. We care about you.
Okay.
So come on over.
Damn,
get your membership.
Sound like
your,
a...
Gotcha.
So, I've heard that before.
And do your thing. But no, we're going to have stuff for everybody. And I will say this. It's nothing quite like it in Tennessee.
Oh, it's crazy.
Nation. It's going to be crazy because you still get everything you can get out of Shoot 360.
Absolutely.
As far as all the upgraded and stuff.
Yeah.
All the technology.
Yep.
And then you also still get your high-level trainers. You can do the it's a one-stop shop. It's almost like going to Walmart or Target. Super Center. You can get everything. You know, any other gym in Memphis, it's like going to Family Dollar. Then I got to go buy Kroger's for the groceries. Then I got to swing by.
Right.
You can get you get seen by me, so you might can actually make a Nike team one day and go to college free. I mean, it's
we already know that
it's great.
We already know the tryout rate is pretty low in terms of, you know, who gets called up. So I guess Hurd will be there if you want to have a chance.
I work there.
Yeah, Hurd works there.
I work there. I manage. I have an office there.
So let me ask you. So it's different right now because Reform. I'm just trying to get. So Reform Sports is a private. It's like Team Thad kids, right? I mean, that's where they're going to be.
No, Reform is for, like, that's a business. It's people work that has membership with Reform that don't play for Team Thad. Any levels, like, we do a
Okay.
You know, we have people, his son training. Reform is sports.
Now,
is he
paying? How much is it?
Like I pay every time.
Kind of like the HIPAA.
Don't
discuss per individual.
We don't talk about what I'm paying.
But I just want to know that he is.
Yeah, but you have to pay to train.
Perfect. You can't get in his building without dropping off something.
No.
But Reform and Shoot 360, they are a little different in terms of, right? I mean, because
it's like owned by Thad.
It's owned by Thad.
It's all under the Thad umbrella.
I know it's all Thad, but it's like it is a different experience, or it's not.
Well, it's going to be all one experience.
Got
and
you.
I hope this is all in the paper, so I'm not talking too much because I haven't read that. It's all going to be one experience.
Right.
You get the technology, and you get the on-court, and you get everything.
It says in here that they will merge,
So it's all in one, and it's smart,
gotcha.
And we probably should have Ben did it, and like I say, to Steve and Thad and me and everybody that sat down, it's going to be beautiful. But it's beautiful because you got some people who prefer the court. But this Shoot 360 stuff is so, I'm going to be real, it's so innovative to the point that most people who see it, and I think coming to where we at, even though it had major eyes in Collierville, and it also got major eyes online, we bring so many people, it just makes sense already in our gym. They bring so many people. When I say they, is one person that's Thad and Thad. I'm just using an example of, like, at one point
they
I
are,
was running
different
this,
locations.
And Steve it was running this. Also, the way Memphis is right now, so many kids live in Bartlett, Cordova. So I just think
it's more centrally located
than Collierville, too. So I think that'll make it pretty good, too.
Yeah, we're up against it here. But, I mean, the technology, we say this all the time, but the technology that is there at Shoot 360, the Warriors have in their practice facility.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys saw what the Warriors did last night, but they shot 60+%
26 threes.
Even Draymond. All right, so if Shoot 360 can turn Draymond into a dude that can shoot 5 of 5 from three, imagine what it could do for your kid if they get out there early. So, hey, man, congratulations. We're looking forward to it. Let me know when that 30-up league starts. I'll be out there, you know what I'm saying, a little white chocolate as always. And you'll be there, I'm told, because you work there. So you'll get a chance to see sort of my talent.
There.
And you'll be, I think, amazed at maybe what I've been hiding all these years. So look forward to June 1st or around about that time, and that's when the real work starts. He is Norton Hurd, the 4th Silver Waves Media Top 100 Most Influential Coaches Figures in College Basketball. Not everybody can say that. Team Thad Croach and Program Director. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.